Greetings, friends, and welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host. Website is www.scriptureandprophecy.com. Well, this morning we're going to do our prophets and gospel portion for the week. And I have been up fairly early this morning working on some things, and I wanted to share that with you real quick before we get into today's parsha. Just so you know, the prophet's portion for today is 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, and the gospel is John 13, chapter 13, verses 1 through 19. So it won't take us too long to get through these. Not a lot of commentary this morning. This is just going to pretty much be a reading, a covering of the portion for the week. I should also note that while I am committed to getting that Torah portion out every week, the gospel and prophets portion may not always be possible, but I try to get it out as often as I can. And so I had a few minutes left this morning and I wanted to record it for all of you, but it will probably be a short broadcast. But hey, anytime you hear the word of God, it should bless and feed your soul. So this morning I was up working on a devotional, because one of the things I want to be committed to for the year 2020 is attempting to get out a weekly devotional as well. Now that'll release on the website on Sunday mornings, but those of you who are on the email list, you will get those in your email Saturday morning. So you get it a day early and it comes in the form of your email that you can quickly and easily access and read. These devotionals will be very short, something that somebody can consume and be blessed by in like 30 to 60 seconds. So that is the goal. You can get on that list by going to scriptureandprophecy.com, and not only will you get the devotional sent to your email every Saturday morning, a day before it comes out, you also get access to the first three videos, to the Hebrew Basics for Beginners series. There's currently five videos. I'm going to be adding a sixth soon. But you get access to the first three just for getting on the email list. Patreon subscribers, you will get the devotional also on Saturday mornings, but in video format on the Patreon page. So it's just my way of trying to create more content and also to hone in and practice my writing skills, because that's something that's becoming more and more important to me. And also just to provide value for those of you who take the time to not only support the podcast, but just the more involved you are with Scripture and Prophecy, the more value I want there to be for you. But I try to make everything available for free in some format so that nothing is being withheld from anyone. So everyone can come view the devotional on the website every Sunday morning. But there's just a little bit of extra for those who get on the email list and then those who become Patreon subscribers. So there you have it. Let's get in to this week's prophet portion. Of course, the Torah portion was about the death of Jacob and then blessing his sons, and then Joseph, same thing, and the prophecies and all that. And so likewise, the prophet's portion is about the death of David and his instructions to his son Solomon. So let's go have a look. 1 Kings chapter 2, we got 12 verses, King James Bible. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong therefore, and show thyself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. That the Lord may continue his word, which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way to walk before me in truth, with all their heart, with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Moreover, thou knowest also that Joab, the son of Zeruiah, did to me what Joab the son of Zeruiah did to me, and what he did to the captains of the host of Israel, unto Abner the son of Ner, unto Amasa the son of Jether, whom he slew, and shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle, that was about his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, and let not his our head go down to grave in peace. But show kindness unto the sons of Barzillia and the Gileadite, and let them be of those that eat of thy table. For so they came to me when I fled because of Absalom thy brother. And behold, thou hast with thee Shimei the son of Gera, a Benjamite of Biram, which cursed me with a grievous curse in the day that I went to Mahanaim. But he came down to meet me at the Jordan, and I swore to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put thee to death with the sword. Now therefore, hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest thou what ought to do unto him. But his our head bring thou down to the grave with blood. So David slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David. And the days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years. 7 years reigned in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And sat Solomon upon the throne of David his father, and the kingdom was established greatly. And so there is the week's prophet's portion. David is dying, and he's giving instructions to his son Solomon. And he starts with, hey, there is blessing upon the man who sits on the throne of Israel if he walks in the ways of God, if he keeps his statutes, if he keeps his commandments, if he keeps his judgments and his testimonies as they are written in the law of Moses, then he will prosper. And the Lord had said, let me just read that verse 4, that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. And then he gives him some instructions on how to handle a few people, to do judgment to a few people, to not do judgment to a few other people. And then David slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. And it says that he reigned for 40 years, 7 years in Hebron, and 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. And then Solomon sat upon the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was established greatly. That is the prophet's portion. Let's move on to our gospel portion for the week, which is the Gospel of John, chapter 13, 19 verses. King James Bible, let's have a look. Now before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put it in the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simeon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin and he began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. And Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and taken his garment, he was set down again, and he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If then your Lord and Master have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I speak not of all. I know whom I have chosen, but the scriptures may be fulfilled, that he eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it has come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. I like that ending. He's saying, look, one of you is going to betray me, and I'm telling you in advance, so that when the prophecy is fulfilled, you will believe that I am he. You see, I think this is the biggest point of prophecy. This is one of the biggest reasons God lets us in on what's going to happen before it happens. It's not so that you know the future. It's so that when it comes to pass, you believe. You can look to that event and say, there it is. God is the one true God. Yehovah really is the one true God who dares to predict the future. Jesus also says that I'm washing your feet. It's a picture of humility and servanthood, willingly serving those of the faith and saying, this is an example and you should do it to others. He says, you know these things. You know these things that I have commanded you to do. Happy are you if you actually do them. I see a lot of people with opinions and snarky comments and a prideful heart. And sometimes when I see things like this, I just want to say, how many people have you led to Messiah? You who lord yourself over others, who stand in judgment of everyone else. How many people have you led to Messiah? How many people have you served with a gentle and humble heart like our Master? Something to think about. That is the podcast for this morning. I pray that it's blessed you and served you well. Thank you for your support. Thank you to the Patreon subscribers. Thank you to the PayPal donators and those who donate by snail mail. Thank you for the prayer warriors who pray. And man, I need the prayer because I need to have direction from God. As do we all. We all need the prayer. So maybe we should just pray for everyone in this community and pray for our brothers and sisters in China who are being persecuted heavily right now and other places in the world. And if I have time, maybe I'll do a prophecy update podcast on Monday. We'll see. We'll see how things play out next week. But that is one thing that is on my agenda is another prophecy end time news update podcast coming your way soon. That's all I have for you this week. Peace and grace be with all of you. Look for that devotional. It'll be out on the website on Sunday, in your email on Saturday, if you're an email subscriber. Till next time, God bless.